Hello, everybody. This is Margaret Whiting, and I'm very happy to be today's guest on Guest Star.
The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra. Yours truly, Lou Crosby, and today starring Margaret Whiting. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Lou Crosby, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for savings bonds presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Today's United States savings bonds are the best ever. Whether they're old or new, they now earn extra interest. Buy bonds where you work or bank and hold them for increased earnings. Now, it gives me a thrill and a great deal of pleasure to present today's guest, Miss Margaret Whiting. She gets our show underway with that old black magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator stops its ride. And down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go in a spin. Loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love. That old black magic has. Under that old black magic, that old black magic called love.
Margaret, that was terrific and a wonderful way to open our program. By the way, welcome to Guest Star.
Well, thank you, Lou. Thank you very much. I've been looking forward to this visit for a long time.
So have we. You know, Maggie, being a long-time Whiting fan, I was very happy to get a hold of one of your recent albums the other day. The one called Margaret Whiting's Greatest Hits. A lot of wonderful songs there. Say, how about doing one of them for us now?
Well, certainly, Lou, I'd love to. Here's a ballad that's always meant a great deal to me, and I hope our listeners will enjoy it, too. It's called Moonlight in Vermont.
A stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, icy finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow. In Vermont, telegraph cables they hum down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely. Summer breeze warbling up. meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Ah, Maggie, you've done it again. Really great. That's a wonderful combination. Beautiful girl, lovely melody, pretty words.
Well, that's a very nice speech, Mr. Crosby, but isn't it time for you to give us a few pretty words about savings bonds?
Well, okay. I don't know how pretty they are, but they are practical and pertinent. You know, today, United States savings bonds are better than ever. Every new bond you buy pays a new high interest rate of 3.75% when held to maturity. And your old bonds will earn an extra 0.5% interest from now on. And when your e-bonds reach maturity, you can just keep holding them at interest for as long as 10 more years.
You know, one of the things about bonds that appeals to me is their complete safety. The principal and interest are fully guaranteed by the United States government. And even if your bond should be lost or destroyed, the Treasury will replace them, and at no cost to you. I think it's wonderful to know that your savings can be so completely protected and still be readily available when you need them.
Now, there are just a few of the reasons why bonds are such an important part of every savings program. They earn a good return, they're easily converted into cash, and they are completely safe.
Friends, you can get United States savings bonds right where you bank, or through the payroll savings plan where you work. Buy them regularly, because they're your shares in America.
Thank you, Margaret. Now it's instrumental time, and here's Buzz Adlam and his orchestra with Cherokee. We'll take it away, Mr. A.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz Boy, for that quick trip to Indian country. Feel fine. Now, it looks as though we have time for just one more number here in the old Treasury Song Shop. And what's it going to be, Maggie?
Well, here's a tune that's just about as dependable as those savings bonds of yours. It's Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's. Rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money.
You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today presented Margaret Whiting in the music of Buzz Adlam. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Miss Whiting for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll be back again with another famous guest, so try to be with us, won't you? Till then, this is Lou Crosby saying so long and reminding you that you save more than money when you buy United States Savings Bonds. And it gives you great satisfaction to know that while your money is working for you, it's also helping your country, helping to strengthen America's peace power. So for a bright, secure future, buy Savings Bonds regularly. It's a good thing to do. Join the payroll savings plan or buy bonds at your bank.